And welcome back to Mining Stock Daily. Today is Friday, January 25th. Thank you for joining us today. We've got a very special interview for this Friday. Joining me today from Minera Alamos is President Doug Ramshaw. For those of you unfamiliar with Minera Alamos, they are traded on the TSX Venture Exchange with the symbol MAI and on the US OTC markets with MAIFF. Minera Alamos is an advanced stage exploration and development company with multiple low capex projects in Mexico. They also are a proud sponsor of Mining Stock Daily, and we thank them for their support. Doug, how are you today?
Hey, I'm great, Trevor. It's nice to be back, and look forward to having another chat with you on Royalty.
Well, we appreciate your time, and I know you've been really busy getting over the conference hangover, as you will, with the Metals Investor Forum and also the Vancouver Resource Investment Conference wrapping up over the last couple weeks. For our listeners who maybe weren't in attendance and didn't get a chance to pop into the booth and chat with you, what was sentiment like at the conference, and what kind of conversations were you having regarding Minera Alamos during this time?
Well, it was they were frequent enough that I lost my voice over the weekend, so I'm glad that there was steady traffic at the booth, and it's always nice to connect with our shareholders, as well as hopefully engaging with prospective shareholders and telling them what we feel is a compelling story. So I thought, there's always hopeful optimism at the beginning of every year. Yeah. The new year is going to be better than the last. I think there are a lot of ingredients setting up for a better year this year, really, because it couldn't get much worse. But also, I think we are seeing a pretty strong gold market in relative terms that kind of started around October and has continued into 2019. And I think really we need to see that move to be the bellwether for people to feel like they can come back into the sector. Yeah. The M&A activity is also a good indicator, which I think we've been missing in the sector. I mean, ironically, I did my own M&A at the beginning of last year, but the big when we formed Minera, but the big stuff, you always see the deals being struck at the top of the market, or as I think the bottom of the market, and it's hard to tell people this is a good time to get in, and things can't get any cheaper when they're not seeing the big companies saying, yeah, things are going to get more expensive, so I want to do these deals now. So big fan of seeing some of these big announcements done that's putting kind of mining back on the headlines again. So fingers crossed it's going to be a good year ahead.
I certainly hope you're right, Doug. Let's get into more Minera Alamos perspective by chance and kind of dig deeper into your projects. I did want to ask you a little bit about Mexican mining policy. I know there's a little bit of concern later in 2018 about that, but things seem to have been put to rest. What was Minera Alamos's perspective on some of those rumors that were floating around?
Well, I mean, you always have to be cognizant to, and respect the fact that, there are potential changes any jurisdiction you might be in. It will be interesting to see, for example, in the States, a couple of years out from now, suddenly all this loosening up of the EPA and the like in the States could tighten up again under the Democrats. So I think the original articles, AMLO came into the new government formed as of, beginning of December, and there were a few kind of clickbait, knee-jerk reaction articles that hit the mainstream press about certain things which are being proposed for discussion that weren't going to be law, and in many ways, have not turned out to be big issues. There's always eyes on, when a government swings right left, as it did obviously in Mexico, I think there's always going to be pause for thought. Where we are located in Sonora and Durango primarily, we're really not caught up in the indigenous people of Mexico, which was one of the big areas of concern on that. And so that's not an issue for us. I think companies that are unionized down there could have, I think the mining unions in Mexico are going to become stronger. And I think that there will be increased cost for the big mining companies down there with big unionized workforce. But the kinds of mines we're looking to put into production are almost going to be 100% Mexican run, providing great jobs for in kind of agrarian communities, which are much needed. So I think, you know, we're very comfortable and have been for 12 years operating down there. I don't think we're going to see any major issues for us.
Doug, the last 3 or 4 months of 2018 were certainly very active for Minera Alamos, and there was a lot of attention specifically on the Santana project. There were some massive, mine-making type assays and exploration results that were reported from October and basically through November. November 1st, there was an exploration result of 127 meters of 0.81 grams per ton gold. And then 2 weeks after that, you reported a new surrounding porphyry discovery you titled the New Divisadero Porphyry Discovery Hole. So give our listeners a chance to kind of go back and relive some of that excitement. And then what's the plan with this new porphyry discovery for 2019?
Yeah, I mean, it was a very good, it was the first exploration that had been carried out at Santana since 2011, been probably 30,000 meters of historical work. But so there were a couple of things we wanted to do. We knew that there was upside resource potential, so we drilled some step-out holes to the main deposits there, and were very successful with hits, which if we'd been in the Great Basin in Nevada, probably would have had a lot more people gushing over them. But they were fantastic hits for oxide gold. But I think, yeah, what was really intriguing, at the end of the program, we mapped something much more porphyry-looking, just a couple of hundred meters to the north. And people had long sought out the plumbing system for these gold-bearing breccia pipes that we're basing the mine plan around, but the porphyry hadn't actually been found. And lo and behold, it's actually staring us in our face, 200 meters away, about 60 meters down topography. So we'd mapped it at surface, and it's got a surface expression before it goes undercover of roughly 300 meters by 400 meters. Classic porphyry, potassic alteration, AB type veining, completely different than what we're seeing at Nicho, which is a hydrothermal breccia. So we put one hole into it, and right at the end of the program, and we hit 95 meters of 0.85 gold, 0.33 copper, and about a third of an ounce silver. So obviously very different mineralization than the gold-bearing breccia pipes. And of course, as a promotional company such as ours did, we then didn't do another hole. We'll leave that for phase two. So we kind of left a lot of people hanging with the mystery of, this hole. And so we're really excited to go back in there now, and we'll do a phase two program this quarter. Our thoughts now are that there is a chance, and we're certainly going to test this with some vertical holes right through the breccia pipe and into what we believe will be the porphyry underneath. So it's intriguing because even the area we've mapped has significant scale, but there is, a chance that we're going to encounter that same porphyritic gold, copper, silver mineralization to the south of that discovery area, right slap underneath these breccia pipes. That's the thought. And so we're going to be testing it in Q2. And if our theory is right, I would expect the market's a little bit more responsive than it was on that original discovery.
Doug, there's a lot of activity with your project, especially Santana right now. How does management of Minera Alamos really balance being both an exploration company and a development company trying to get these projects into the permitting phase and under construction?
Yeah, I mean, our speciality is taking a 300,000 or 400,000 ounce resource and building a mine off that and doing it very successfully. But for us, anytime we're looking at a project, you know, if it starts at 300,000 or 400,000 ounces, that's fine. But we need to be able to see that upside potential, and so that we can scale that production up as we scale the resource side up. So, so exploration will always be a part of the company, alongside the probably more boring development, permitting, construction side of the business. And I think it's good because, you know, there are a lot of shareholders that want exposure to discovery holes. But at the same time, I think what we provide is, what we are trying to provide with our business model is, you know, a sustainable business model that can actually do all of that exploration without constantly having to go back to the market to raise money and impact shareholders through, you know, more and more dilution over the years. You know, let's build a business model that can spit out, you know, funds to go after new acquisitions and expand existing resources, and effectively, you know, fully take advantage of any gold price move when it does come. I mean, the best way to, if we are seeing an imminent gold move in the price of gold, you know, that for me, the best way to play that is to be invested in the companies that are actually producing the stuff. I think it's nice to be able to offer our shareholders both the production side, the story, and the exploration side, and the two kind of go hand in hand with how we build these projects. So, at least that's how we're going to be approaching it this year.
Yeah, speaking of the new year, what are some things Minera Alamos is expecting to achieve in 2019?
In terms of timelines this year, and it's always hard to, you want to be able to provide certain guidance on things, and things right. will crop up that slow stuff down. But at the end of last year, in November, I was expecting permits for Fortuna and Santana by year end. And we actually got the Fortuna permit end of November. Santana one's just drifted into Q1 of this year. But so timing, we'll try to give good guidance as we go through this year, and I think it will be a full one. Q1 should see permits in Santana. So Q2, we can start construction. Q1, Q2, we can start construction at Santana because we'll fund that through some royalty arrangements. Alongside that, we will have exploration going, and effectively by Q3, Q4, we should be wrapping up that construction period. So we'll be loading our pads and producing gold, you know, tail end of Q4, probably early Q1. So this is a big year for us. We've transitioned from a developer to a producer, and we couldn't be happier to be on that path. We started last year with a three-year plan. And at the end of it, we had a two-year plan ahead of us. And I think the markets were so bad last year that there were a lot of companies that started last year probably with a three-year plan that are probably still facing a three, four, five-year plan as a result of some of the carnage that the markets did for us.
Well, thank you, Doug. That will leave it at that. That's Doug Ramshaw, president of Minera Alamos, which is traded on the Toronto Venture Exchange with the symbol MAI and on the U.S. OTC market with MAIFF. Doug, thank you for your time. We look forward to catching up with you sometime around PDAC.
Thanks, Trevor. You too. Cheers.
Mining Stock Daily and its affiliates are not responsible for any loss arising from any investment decision in connection with the material presented herein.